זה הלוכה בשולחן אורך לא יטייל ערב תשע בוב אחר חצויס. Not allowed to go to walks. Prav. It's Avelus, already after Chatzos. It's a minig that we stop to learn Dvorim, Divrei Torah, Dvorim HaMesamchim from after Chatzos. And we only learn things that you're allowed to learn in Tisha B'Av. If someone is very hard for him, he can't, he doesn't have. So you could be megel to learn till the night. As a halacha, we don't say tachnun erev Tisha B'Av like erev Yom Tov, because it says koro olai moyed lishbor bachurai. So Tisha B'Av is called the moyed. Now meikar adin in sudam afsekes that we eat after chatzos, you're not allowed to eat basal v'yayin. You're anyway not allowed to eat basal v'yayin in them. But if someone is a choyle, for different reasons, people. But mikol mokrim is another halacha. Also, lechem basal v'yayin besudam afsekes. Some will matir fish. Some will matir herring. Now, the halacha is that in sudam afsekes we're not allowed to eat base tafshilim. What is base tafshilim? Even if it's two tafshilim and one kdeiro, it's called two tafshilim. Or one tafshil and two kdeiros, I will explain. Person has the mashal mashed potatoes, and he has baked potatoes. Two different pots, it's called two tafshilim. He has in one dish, they did chicken potatoes. It's also called shtei tafshilim. You anyway, not allowed to eat chicken, I'm just giving the example. Sometimes you do rice and you put onions in the rice or potatoes and rice. These things are also called two tafshilim. These two things are called also two tafshilim. But I'm sorry, mixed up again. You're not allowed to eat two tafshilim and sudam afsekes. What is two tafshilim? We said chicken potatoes, even if it's baked in one pot, it's called two tafshilim. Could be even carrots and peas, it could be considered two tafshilim if you're most poiskim. If it's potatoes, the mashal, mashed potatoes, and someone puts some onions in the mashed potatoes, this is called one tafshil. If you have two kind of potatoes and two different dishes, like mashed potatoes and baked potatoes, it's also osu. Now, our minig is the reason I'm not ma'arich on it so much. Our minig is that our minig is that lemaisa we eat two sudim afsekes. We eat one sudim afsekes before mincha. It's not called really a sudim afsekes. We eat a suda with more stuff that will be full for the tainis. And after mincha, we eat pas be'efer, and we eat a boiled egg k'minig avelim. And we drink water. Someone cannot drink water, so he's allowed to take soda. But not beer, and not like, what do you call it, chashuva drinks. He needs a bit of taste. He's allowed to have something with a taste. Some guy, petrol is enough, so he doesn't have to get soda. Soda is enough, but he doesn't have to get like a fancy drink. It's spring, everyone. The Indian is pas ba melach b'mayim b'besura. This is be'etzim sudas amafsekes. Shem Zalman told me that even a person that is not fasting has to eat a sudam afsekes. Sudam afsekes, I want to explain, it's not only to say goodbye to the food. An Erev Yom Kippur is the goodbye to the food. And we have a good party, we have a good sudas Yom Tov. Here it's like the sudas avro. People come back from the Beis HaChaim, where you eat bread, you eat eggs. This is the sudas. And the minig is that you take a pas b'melach, a pas, you dip it in afer a little bit, ashes, and you say, Harei zu sudas tishabov. Say it. Now, the minig is, you don't eat it b'chabura. You don't sit three people together to eat it. Now, Moshe, what if a person is in the dining room? But again, not that your oilam, the whole time is Alamol, his oilam eat together. Yeah? Here you don't sit with your oilam. You sit together and you eat a sudam of seconds. You eat a sudam of seconds. The meaning is you sit on the floor, but you did not have to take off your shoes. You sit on the floor, but you don't take off your shoes. After Sudam of Circus, you're allowed to go back to sit in a chair. After the Sudam of Circus, you're allowed to sit on the floor. You're allowed to sit back in a chair. Now, lekatchile, in the sudam of sekes, you put something al pikavole in between you and the floor. And not to sit on the floor, mamish. A piece of paper, a pillow. Not to sit mamish on the floor. Now, Mi'ikar Adin, when you finish the Sudam of Sekes, till the night, till Shkia, you're allowed to eat and drink. If you didn't say, Areini Mekabel Es Atayis. But because it's Shittas, the best thing is before you bench to say, I'm not Mekabel the Tainis till the Nach. Again. We sit on the floor, we eat the bread, the ashes, we say Arei Zesudas Tisha B'Av, and we drink water. Again, if a person feels he needs to drink different Zachem, he can drink different Zachem. But, Lekatchile to say before your bench, I'm not Mekabel the tiny still Shkia. Again, B'di'evet, if you did not say it, you're allowed to eat and drink till the night. And Tisha B'Av, as everyone knows, is Isur Achile, Shtie, Rechitze, Sichen, Ilasatan, Sadn, V'tash Mishamita. So Achile, everyone knows you're not allowed to eat. The drink, everyone knows you're not allowed to drink. Rechitze, everyone knows you're not allowed to take showers. When you wash your hands in the morning, you wash it till Kishrei, it's Be'oisov, at the end of the fingers, you wash your hands. Three times, and people that do normally four times can do four times. When you do Birkas Koyanim, you wash your hands completely. It's not called Rechitza Shel Tainu. If you have to eat and you have to wash for Amoitzi, you're allowed to wash your hands regularly. Sicha, you're not allowed to put creams only if you have a cut or something like that, then you're allowed to, because it's not called. But Lamashal, to put something to make yourself better is also, if someone has dry skin on his foot and he puts cream, he has to ask a shayla. Sometimes it's medicine, sometimes it's really sicha. trying to put it before Tisha B'Av and after Tisha B'Av. I think nothing will happen. It'll be hard for him to go to the Hagdah. Ne'ilas HaSandal, you're not allowed to wear shoes. They have today the Zachar that it calls Crocs. Now, Legabi Yom Kippur, we said it's much more chamor. That could be. It's also, then we speak about the Raises. Legabi Tisha B'Av, Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to wear these things. But, as some people that Mishnah Berurah says they can feel not to wear them. They have today, I think these days already people already stopped to wear them. I didn't see it so much recently. I don't know exactly. But not as many people wear it yet. Now, there's a lot of, the company of Crocs, they started from regular slippers. It became a whole factory. They have wood, inside, outside, all different mahalchim. Now, if they're mamish like a shoe, I heard by the Noshim they have like these, that are mamish like regular shoes. This is not made from leather. Mishnah Berurah says the katchila not to wear it. So even some people didn't wear sneakers for that reason. I don't think we have to be machmir on sneakers. Maybe mamish the choshev is, the $200-$300 sneakers. These maybe taki you're not allowed to wear. These are even more choshev from shoes. Those ones, they're not shoes, they're sneakers. Maybe for sport it's easier to jump, it's easier to run after the ball. Not a regular shoe. The Crocs that are made like shoes are shoes. Some say also people that the whole day walk with them, it's a different problem, yeah? But like a tchila not to go with them the tissue. Again, Me'ikar Adin, both things are mutar, Lemaisa and Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur is different halachas. These things are Tzutzach Midrash. And I will explain. Chazal asked Ne'ilas HaSandal. Chazal didn't ask Ne'ilas HaOyel. It's the Pashtus. Shaila, what makes a shoe to become a shoe? I'm saying, because of the whole shir in it, it's not the Mokim now, it's not the Zman now. I'm explaining that could be a shoe, could be something that is not made from oil. Could be not. Chazal made a geder, kach hoyo, kach nigzal, and kach obu. That is a noise of bifnei atzme. So I'm saying, like, Yom Kippur, that it's deraisis, or it's mamish, much more chomu. It's different halachas. Like, Gabi Tisha B'Av, if it's not made like a shoe, you could be makel, also the sneakers, even then in a way, some people say, fakad, an avelis is more inyan to be showing the avelis. But the ma'is, I'm saying, the guys that wear it the whole year, or ones that are mamish made looking like a regular shoe, is roi not to wear, like the Mishnah Berurah. Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed. Now, as a minig, we don't sit and cheers till chatzos. As a minig, we don't learn dvorim, regular stuff the whole day. As a minig, we don't ask shalom chaveiro. If someone asked you, said hello to you, shalom, you answer like shvachka. You're not allowed to smoke. I'm going now to feed the shittas that regular, it's healthy. If it's not healthy, not because of it. I think in China they think it's healthy. But even if it's healthy to smoke, I'm speaking about cigarettes for sure, yeah? Also, not even cigarettes, even the ones that look like cigarettes, the electric ones. This is how many people go with it, you know what I mean? You're not allowed to, for sure not berabi. And for sure not before Chatzos. You're not allowed to do melacha in Tisha B'Av, and you're not allowed to send presents to people in Tisha B'Av. It's not allowed melacha, you said till Chatzos, you're not allowed to sit in a chair. If you're going in a bus, Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to sit. It's not called Yeshiva Shel Tainu. Shem Zaman Erbach said, "Lekatchila is an Indian to stand. For sure, if it's dangerous, we're not discussing it. But when we came in the taxi, the Quran, Shem Zaman said, you're allowed to sit, you don't have to try to stand. I don't know, fuck that. He had the car, he would open the top. I heard once, it's Camp Morris in Chaim Berlin. So it was four bochum sitting in a car, and we're bound Shechel pass. So they opened the roof and they stood. So he said that state there has to be a midrash of kovet. That's not a midrash of kovet. It's a midrash from Letzon. It's not something that Shaychus says. You're at your age, so go on. You can stay in the car. Open the roof at the four people picking up. Maybe it's a mispel of Chaim. But I'm not going in to all the klolim. All the klolim, which was almost in the taxi. Now it's interesting. Forgot to bring Mishnebuer. Mishnebuer Chelikvov. We have to sit on the floor in Tisha B'Av. A lot of people are makbid to sit on the floor in Tisha B'Av to mekayim the halacha. Some people like to take the steps of the Aron HaKodesh and to sit on the steps. Me'ikar Adin is called floor. Don't know if legabe mokum gavoya b'tfilah, that's bazun d'shmuz. Aber legabe Tisha B'Av, it's called sitting on the floor. In the Berater, in Tov Kuf Nun Tes, brings down near the Mutter Lisa Galasak, Marin Yoshav Lehedi al Ritzbo, Veloyal Gabe Amailo de Lifne Ateilo. And he had like special sarbo that he sat, and they didn't want his clothes to get dirty, and before Mincha he switched clothes. But the Ma'aril was makbid. So I don't know if it's neged to everyone. But Vaisto is episode Indian not to catch the step. Well, those people already for years had the chazok to catch the step, yeah? Don't feel bad if someone else takes it. Now, chutz from that, Beis HaMikdash was burning from Tisha B'Av into the Asiri B'Av. Because of that, even the Tisha B'Av finishes in the end of the night to the Chodesh Av, is the halachas that are mamshich in the ten. Shulchan Aruch paskens Motzei Tisha B'Av. Leis erev itzitu eish b'eichel v'nisra v'atshki asachamo b'yoyim ha'asiri. Umipnei kach min ha'kosher shlo ilechol boso v'leshalish leis yayin b'leil ha'asiri v'yoyim ha'asiri. Shabur b'izdav on the Maimon Mokhe, the tafshir shel boso is muto. Even though we said the tafshir shel boso was also in the 9 days, Shabur says that Siyum you're allowed to, even people that are not so close, because it's easier for Rosh Chodesh. So we have to know, it's easier. The Ramos says Ad Chatzos, not till the night. The Mechaber is Mashma, he was marked with Hol Asiri. Now, Zog the Ramos, I'm Zog the Mishibur, I'm sorry, Vehu Adin Shelo Lichoitz Bamerchetz Velechabes Ulesabu Ulechabes Ad Chatzos. Zog the Bir Alochet. I am Mishnu Bura Dua Din Lerchitza V'Merchaz V'Tispoiris Ken Kosvo Achoyim B'Shem Ma'arshav V'Mamar Modche Kosav Shemistim Asar Amo Mashma Da'av De Min HaKosher Lo Yosu Elo B'Bosu V'Yay Aval Lerchitza V'Tispoiris Lo Yichmiru U'Motzosi La'arab Shishiter Gamke U'Mikol Mekim Kosher Lo Hokel B'Zeh Shekama Achoyim Im Eitiku Zeh Lemais. So, this is the reason Ba'etzem the Mishnah Berurah says, Kosher Lehokel B'Zeh. So again, the Ramo Chaber asked to eat fleishik till the end of Asiri. The Mishnah Berurah, the Ramo says till Chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Mamar Modche that it's not only Bosor, it's also Rechitze, Petispoires, and Kibus. Zog Berurah Halacha, but the Ramo didn't bring it out. So some want to say that he's Maker. Aber Kosher Lehoka. So the Mele. They bring down from Rav Ozner that B'Shas Adchak you're allowed to. B'Shas Adchak you're allowed to. Marshall, some people ask me, they're going to a trip. Most people, yeah? And they're leaving early and they can't wash their clothes before. So Rav Ozner says they're allowed to. I would add, better if they could do it by day and not by night. So what is the difference? Because the English was burning. Because the Ramah brings down, Imchal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos, V'nitche L'Yom Rishon. Tisha B'Av was in Shabbos. It's pushed off to Sunday. So, Motzei Tisha B'Av is really Motzei what? Asiri. So l'chura, the whole reason to keep Asiri is why? Because Beis HaMikdash was burning in Asiri. So what do you say? They pushed off the Tisha B'Av, so they pushed off also the Asiri. For that the Rambam comes and says, it doesn't work like that. Yeah, Tisha B'Av was pushed into the right day. The Rebbe says, if I have a Ashrina of a Klima, the Rebbe says, if he would could, he would push Tisha B'Av to the Asiri. So, Zog the Rambam, but by night you're not us, you're awesome. And Motzi Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat Bosom. By day, you're allowed to. Monday day, you're allowed to. Why? If Ne'avelu Shel Ailo. If Ne'avelu Shel Yoy. Because Ne'avelu Shel Yoy, it's Mamshich Malaylo. If Mishnah Berurah brings down only Bosom and Yayin, but the Spirit is not going to Kulam. Shari Tshuva says, in that case, you're allowed to. The place can clear. What happens? The guy being laundry. So the ma'aser, we see that there's a musik that by night is availus the yom by night is motzei tisha b'av is a shtickel mur chamur. So I think even if someone has to go away as an Indian, if you could just do the laundry early in the morning instead of doing it, and again, even the people that do it to know only to do what they need. Nish can have cover. A lot of guys ready to do. Now, the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Also, we don't say about the Tzion. Because Ein Brits, the Rambam brings down in Perek Hei Mitaynis, Alocha Yud Alef. Umikza sachachomim noyagim sheloi lehaniach tefillin shebaroish. Yantisha. Zavon Avon, Shepeer. So the Rambam brings down, Mikza sachachomim noyagim sheloi lehaniach tefillin shebaroish. The shine is white, tefillin shebarosh, not tefillin shebayad. Tehar says, Pe'er chachov u'sholecho. We learn out. Yecheskel. So, only tefillin shebarosh. Again, we could hear that. The problem is, the Rambam in Perek Dalet me'aveilus alochetes, over potu, ben mitfilin shebayad, ben mitfilin shebarosh. So the Rambam holds that over this potu, ben mitfilin shebayad, ben mitfilin shebarosh. I will explain. Lemoshel and Moed Cotton, Rabbi Yechiel Miparish, says, Ovel is Poto only with Finish Roish. And Avraham in Ahar and Suki Chofei, Ovel is Poto only with Finish Roish. Say it. So if these Mikzas HaChachomim hold like Avraham in Ahar and Rabbi Yechiel Miparish, that only tefillin shel roish avel is potu. It makes sense. But the Rambam in Hilchos Aveilus he brings down avel potu ben mitfillin shel yad ben mitfillin shel roish. And in Hilchos Tisha B'Av he brings down noag u'miktzas hachachomim sheloi leaniach bo tefillin baroish. One kasha. Second kasha. We have a modern minhag. I don't know if you know that. We don't put on tefillin, also yad, also shel roish. We'll see in a second. But in mincha we put on. The Rambam says mitzvas hachachomim ein manichi by tefillin baroish. Makes sense. Tisha B'Av. We know that choshev people al pi kabbale they put tefillin shel tefillin Tisha B'Av in the house when no one sees in the morning. And you become choshev, they let you know about it, yeah? But a lot of tzaddikim did it, anshei ma'aseh. What is it? The answer is like this. The Gemara in Ksuvas Davov state, Ovel Chayev b'kol ha-mitzvahs chutz min ha-tfilin she-nemar bohem pe'er. Zog Rashi. She-nemar bohem pe'er. Pe'er chochov u-sholecho. Now listen good. Ve-ovel me'ulol be-ofor karnoi ve-ein ze pe'er la-tfilin. Ovel is a chefze of dirt. It's sitting with ofor. She can cover for the tefillin to be on the oven. So it's midinei a tefillin. Pas nishva tefillin to be on the oven. And this is mashman Rashi Brochas Yudal. Rashi in Sukkah Chofei says, Ovel potom in a tefillin. Ovel lav bar pe'eru. Shemispair be'atzmoi v'mare she'enoi ovel. It's midinei aveilus. He's not allowed to wear shoes. He's not allowed to wear tefillin. Not allowed to wear jewelry. Tesis brings down Shem Rashi. Ve'inoe loses pe'er tachas eifer. So l'chure mevur here that is two dinim. As one din midine tefillin, that tefillin can be an ovel, and as another din midine ovel, he's not allowed to wear tefillin. There's five nefkiminis in between the two dinim. The Kuran Oiro says, Oinen and Shabbos doesn't have avelis. The Mando Omar, Shabbos is man tefillin. We pass in Shabbos, loves man tefillin. He would wear tefillin in Shabbos or not. Says, Midine Ovel is no avelis. Aber Sinishkin coveted the tefillin. Chayodim speaks about chalamoyed. Some people wear tefillin chalamoyed. If an ovel is allowed to pull out, he's an ovel, but he doesn't have to do avelos. Medina avelos, not medina tefillin, yes. Also, if it's medina tefillin, is also. It's not also. It's not covered for the tefillin. It's Medina Avelis, it's also, I will explain. Ovel is Isura Avelis, he's not allowed to rinse, he's not allowed to put on tefillin. It's Medina Avelis, you say potu, you don't say osu. Zog de Velt Azataya. The Rambam holds two dinim on Hilchos Ovel betfilin. One din, his potu Medina tefillin, pasnish for the tefillin, and one din Medina Ovel. Ovel is not allowed to wear jewelry. Tefillin is a jewelry. He's not allowed to wear it. Zog de Velt Azayin. Here's the tale. Midinei Ovel, that he's not allowed to look with a jewelry, the Isur is only Tefillin Shebarosh. Tefillin Shebayad, no one sees it. He's not allowed to have a diamond in his pocket. He's not allowed to put a diamond on his head. But Midinei Tefillin, that Tefillin can be a Cheftza from the Ovel. Tefillin shel yad also can be in the chefza shel ha'ovel. V'meile zog de Velt, ha'ovel is potu mitfillin shel yad v'roish. He's a chefza, ha'ovel b'yom rishon. You have to know, ha'ovel is only potu b'yom rishon. From tefillin. Ha'ovel puts on tefillin. Yom rishon. Before the kvura, after the kvura. Yom ha'misa. side finish of Roy, side finish of Yad. He's an Ovel, it's not allowed to put it on. Tisha B'Av, we're not really availing. We're really availing the whole year, we don't have Misa Mikdash. Today, we prav avail, right? Praving is only how it looks. Memele, Mikza Sachachomim, Ein Manichim Tfilin Barosh. This is the Teire. It's accepted Teire, Azeish Mashma, and Mario Diskin, in the back of Sefer, Chelek Aksovim, and Yismach Moshe, and the Nushu Chonoch, in the back, Chelek Gimel. This is the Teire. It's Tudin, it's Medina Yover, it's only Tfilin Shalosh. Medina Tfilin is both. The Briskers don't like this Teire. The Briskers don't accept this Shtickle Teire. Even though it's MS, the Briskers don't accept it. Why? The Taina, if this is true, the Rambam had to bring down Sain Hilchis Tfilin, Sain Hilchis Ovel, the Isul, to put on Tfilin. One Hilchis Tfilin, one Hilchis Ovel. The Rambam brings it down only once. Hilchis Avelis. And not only that, Hilchis Avelis L'chura is only Tfilin Shel Rosh. Hilchis Tfilin is Tzai Tfilin Shel Yad, Tzai Tfilin Shel Rosh, right? The Shulchan Aruch Marshall brings it down, Sai B'Yilchus is Tfilin, Sai B'Yilchus is Ovel. Now, so, okay, you say, oh, the Shulchan Aruch writes it in twice. Marshall Shtikl Teir is Evans. So I want to tell you a club. What is the difference Shulchan Aruch and Rambam? Shulchan Aruch is a diary. You wake up in the morning, Maida Ani. Then Psuki de Zimra. Then what you do? Tfilin. Then you wash your hands, a moitz. Then you bench. Then Shabbos. Then what happens? Pesach, Shchoidish. Okay. If you the dates. Oirach Chai. Rambam is a Yad HaChazok. Halochas. You see a difference. And the Shulchan Aruch is Hilchos Yisro Yish Hashanah. Rambam, you can't find Hilchos Yisro Yish Hashanah. Tkiya Shoifo. Shulchan Aruch. אז הלכויס פורים, רמב״ם, הלכויס מגילה, הלכויס מגילה, פורים, שולחן ערוך, אז הלכויס פסח, רמב״ם, you can't find it, חומץ ומצו. חוץ מחניקה, we'll discuss it really once. ברמב״ם זה הלוך הספר, במילא, שולחן ערוך brings it twice, because you have to know when הלכויס תפילין what to do, we come to here a day, the other needs to know, here he opens play ברוך, and he opens Or HaChaim. It's a famous maaseh with Reb Chaim. It was Nifter, a person in the city. Poor person. A couple hours later, one of the big balabatim was Nifter. Chavah Kadisha made the levaya for the grace of Balabas. The mishpocha of the poor person came to Tainus. He was nifter first, he has a schus first. So Reb Chaim asked for Rambam Hilchis Avelis. So he couldn't find it, he closed it. He told him, it's not your problem, I'll take care of it. So he asked Baskov, he didn't find it, so what? So my father was looking, he was clearing, if the halacha of someone dies first, he has a schus for Alevaya first, it's Medina Ya'ovel, he has a schus. But it's Medina Ya'ovel HaMitzvahs, it's a din of the Chavah Kadisha. Where's the Nafkamina? If it's Medina Avelis, the Rambam will bring it in Hilchis Ovel. If it's Ein Mavirim on the Mitzvahs, the Rambam doesn't have to write it down every time. While the Rambam didn't write it in Hilchis Avelis, why says it's only Mavirim on the Mitzvahs? So it's not the Chavah Kadisha Nish Beseder. There's a lot of things that are not Beseder. They say Krish Megoyim, they don't say Mokan Avram, but it's more problem. I have a list with all of them. So we will go now like the Rambam. We will mekabel the Teira that is two dinim. And this is the reason the Rambam in Hilchis Ovel brings down Shem Einu Maniach Finish Yad Veshel Roish, because it's pastish for the tefillin to be on the Ovel. And in Hilchis tefillin, in Hilchis Tishbov, Mikza Sachachomim Ein Manichim Bo Tefillin Baroish. It's only a niyuk, and b'meile, and what is the word? Because Tfilin Shel Roish is Berovu Kol Amu Yehoretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecho V'yoru Mimeko. Elu Tfilin Shel Roish. And I was learning Chavrusa with the Shemir Shabbos Ki Ilchoso. Once his kids told me, he went to South America, San Paulo, to a Shechita. He said he came and he had to daven there. And they couldn't daven there. The airport was full with Patsnir's walking people, yeah? So he asked for his tefillin, took out his tefillin, he put it on. He said, V'ro kol am ve'oretz kishem Hashem nikro alecho. And the second, everyone left the airport. So I asked him if it's true. He said, for sure, as I stayed. V'ro kol am ve'oretz. So I know some of you wonder why it doesn't happen to you. So I heard from the Satmar Rebbe, he said, Elu tefillin sheba roish, nisht ala roish. The tefillin ala roish, it doesn't help. It has to be sheba roish. We call him, okay, this is tefillin sheba roish. B'meile, this is the reason sometimes the Chachomim put on tefillin b'tzina. The whole Yisrael is the new Gavelis. When no one sees in the house, now, why after Chatzos you put on tefillin? The mitzvah Chachomim didn't put it out. Because we hold that after Chatzos the Avelis becomes easier Avelis, right? Chomas Yerushalayim starts. Chamisha Inuim are the whole day. Aval Moshel, sitting on the floor, we get up. It's not Meisim Mutar Lefono. Till Chatzos is Meisim, like Yom Rishon Shel Avelis. You know, we get up in Chatzos. Baal Bris eats Tishbov Nitcheh in Chatzos. They say over a Meiser, Reb Chaim's mother had to go somewhere in Tishbov. She had to wear shoes, she had to go to a doctor. So Reb Chaim told her to go after Chatzos. He asked why. Says you have to wear shoes. And the morning is two yisur. One's chamisha inuim, and also midin avelis, like you sit on the floor. After chatzos is only chamisha inuim. So better to go after chatzos than to go before chatzos to be able to do it. The riot to that is the goyim put on tefillin as I stated in my serav achar shor reviz kshigomar akinas. Everyone asks, what is it? The answer is, the Ramos says really that after kinas, you sit on the floor. You sit on the chair. Mishtabur with pshat, because bederech klal, when kinas finishes, is chatzos. But the goyim learn kipshutai, that the nirug avelis, the extra nirug avelis, is taken till chatzos. When chatzos, I'm sorry, till after kinas. No matter when the goyim finished kines, while the goyim went the whole day with tefillin, he put on tefillin. So the Ramos says, "Minoget Tishbo, miyad ve'achshon lo aguleish ve'la safsel miyad achas shiotzo beisaknes shachris, ma'arich u'makines ad me'ad koyim chatzos." On Sunday, mimshir ze imosha chatzos, az rasha leish. Then the Mishnebura learns pshat. The goyim learn kipshuta. So the Gabi, the Goyim that wore all the day tefillin, miyad, when people got off from Kines, the Goyim put on tefillin. This is our meat. We say nachamu, nachamu in the mini, in the afternoon. Why? Meisim mutar lefono if we don't say nechamu. So the gather of mess that is put in tefillin is meis b'yom rishon. Now, the shaila is, what is the pshat in this tefillin after chatzos? It was a story. I remember I was involved in the story. I remember I called him Mr. Yankel Fisher. As a guy that had to have surgery, Tisha B'Av, half an hour before chatzos, a heart surgery for 12 hours. He asked the shaylef to put on tefillin before chatzos. What is the suffix? We really pass with Tisha B'Av as chayv. No. In the morning, we make nihugim. If the guy can't put it in the afternoon, for sure to put it in the morning. Other man. This minig is zaza, aloha zaza. Mikzas hachachomim didn't put it on the whole day. Rajin didn't explain. But you could learn up. Tilchatzais is mason with a lefonov, sipasnish. I'll say, don't ask me a kasha how. It's doich, especially if it's, even though we are not saying like that. But the pshat is, it's not covered. So you put, it's mafkir the din. Other name. Ba'etzem, you chayim betfili. This is a minhag to push it after chatzos. But if you can't put it after chatzos, for sure put it before. But so Yanke Fischer said, no, don't wear it before chatzos. Shmir Shabbos told me, avadet, tell him to put it on before chatzos. The world has a shtickle deal. Nilcho is tefillin state, Tisha B'Av chayim betfili. If it's Tisha B'Av shtei, we don't put it in the morning, we put it in the afternoon. Okay, the Ramah and Hilchis Tefillin is Mitzayin to the Mechaber and Hilchis Tisha B'Av. But the Pashtus on Mechaber and Hilchis Tefillin is Tisha B'Av Chayim B'Tefillin. Here it says, תפילין, תפילין. נויגים שניח תפילין של השארץ ולא איטליס, אלא לא יש איטליס קוד. ומינכם מניחים ציציס ותפילין מבורכים עליהם. הנדיר שתי, הניחס תפילין, שתי, חי. אז זה זה שאל. Another because if someone has to eat in Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat before you put on tefillin. So what to do? Shmuel Zalman said, eat and then put on tefillin. The man the chiyuv in the cup. The Maharam Shik said you're not allowed to eat. Now it's interesting. The Mishneh Berurah brings down Ein manichim tefillin Noyagim Al pi ha-medrash Hishlich mishomayim eretz Tiferes Yisroel zu tefillin. We said a whole shtickel Torah Be'er, tefillin ha-be'er Dinin the tefillin, dinin the over Two dinim. The Mishneh Berurah b'chlal brings down a medrash. If you see the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham says, Shenem HaPer, like a oven. And the Mishneh Berurah is taking mashma that it's not a real avelis. A medrash, Yishnich Mishamayim Eretz. And it's also in the medrash. But if it's given in the medrash, so it means that it's not. And this is mamish de aloche, and this is what l'maisa you have to do. So then, Avada, if a person can't put it later, Avada has to put it before. Now, Avada and Messiah, after the Katzim, because I didn't manage to daven Ma'ariv, I wanted to daven before Chatzos. As the Isur Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av. And the Vikur, now, as the Halachas are the things that you're allowed to learn. So it's a chiyuv Talmud Torah, and you just can't learn Dvorim HaMutorim, and you have to learn Dvorim HaAsurim. But then you put off in Talmud Torah. If you want, you're allowed to learn Dvorim. I know most of the Olam want to learn like the first time, yeah? Like the Olam that I hear, the Olam that learned like the second time when he went home, yeah? it's the same Shaila, yeah? But the Olam that want to learn, but this is the Shaila. The Pashtas for sure like the first son. I can't learn Dvorim Asmeichim, the other Zachen, I have to learn. Tzad Nishtazi. problem is the Ritva. It says, Ovel chai b'chol ha-mitzvahs chutz min ha-tfilin b'talmud Torah. It says, Ovel chai b'chol ha-mitzvahs chutz min ha-tfilin shenemar bohem per. Frag the Ritva in Ksuvas. Why it doesn't say, Ovel chai b'chol ha-mitzvahs chutz min ha-tfilin v'talmud Torah? Yeah, he says it's chayav b'krishma. Verstehe mich. Over the spotum in that feeling I hear. He's spotum in Talmud Torah. It's chayav. He can't learn gishmak as sugas, but he can learn dvarim asurim. Again, the Gemara says three times in Ksuvas Navor, Brochus Yudalev, and in Suki Rafei, Over, Potum, Michayev, Bekol, Amitzvahs, Chutz min ha-tfilin, Shenem, Abayim, Peh. Frank Derit will say, Chutz min ha-tfilin, Talmud Torah. Stay in the ritual, and he's part of the Talmud Torah. Very sure. Very sure. We bring another raya. We said, we don't say, on the Shabbos, on the morning, we don't say, Vezois Brisi in Uvo Letzir. Tishba. Why? Vezois Brisi is Torah, over the Spotu. Potu? You can't learn Dvarim Asmeicha. Stated the Yosef in Chaim HaKodesh in Parshas Eikev, Shechiv Talmud Torah is only when a person is happy. Pekudei Hashem Yeshorim Mesam Chilev. As if the Ovel is, Balkeri is also with Talmud Torah because he's not Be'em or Be'reses or Be'ziah. Over is potu mit Talmud Torah because he's not besimcha. Okay, he's potu. He's allowed to learn. There is another halacha, but what makes you happy, you're not allowed to learn. Again, the mechayev of Torah is simcha. And a person that can learn besimcha because he's ovel, he's potu mit Talmud Torah. But if he wants, he's allowed to. Like Balkeri also is not allowed. Potu. That is the issue to learn because it makes you happy. So Dvorim Ha'atzuvim doesn't make you happy. So you're allowed to, but you don't have to. That is Bechura, the Avonah and the Ritva. This is the reason we don't say Zois Brisi, because Be'etzim is a Ptum Mitalmud Torah. I want to ask you, even that this is true, but Fakel, a guy that doesn't feel the Avelis, I don't know if he has a Ptur. He's in the same Simcha, he's very happy, it's the day before Ben Azman, yeah? He's much more happy, you could see already his face is starting to lit up. So I'm saying, I don't know, I'm saying, I think the Pshat is, the people that are not planning to learn don't have the Ptur. The people that have the Ptur will anyway learn even if they don't have a Chiyuv. So I'm saying, in Avada, I don't know if we pass in this Ritva, I don't know if there will be Semech on this Ritva. But we have to know, they say over the Chaim HaKodesh. I'm sorry, I heard from Moshe Shtenuch. Al Pidor HaChaim HaKodesh. It says in Yeris and Ben Uziel, Esav says, Yikrevu Yemei Evel Ovi, so Pashto says, my father will not be around, so I could kill Yaakov. So why is Evel? Yikrevu Moisovi. Zokta, Esav Mu, I can't kill Yaakov. When you sit and learn, you can't kill a person, because Teir Magna. But my father will die, so Yaakov will not learn, and this will be from the Zil. So maybe I will manage to kill him. In fact, my Shetan, it's not what Yaakov will learn, what I'm telling him, yeah? I saw Rabbi Yashin learning the whole time Dvorim Almut Torah. Terence says, but that Teire that doesn't have the Chelik of Simcha doesn't have the Mail of Talmud Torah Shemagna. We'll stop here.